Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Carly Simon was born in New York in 1945. Her mother was a civil rights activist and her father a publisher, but both had musical bones. He played the piano and she liked to sing, and Carly wasn't the only child to inherit their combined talents. Her career began when she formed the Simon Sisters with her sister Lucy. They had a minor hit with a song called Winking, Blinking and Nod, but I think it's the later solo ones we remember more. You're So Vain, The Right Thing to Do, Nobody Does It Better, and Let the River Run, the theme she penned for the film Working Girl, earned her an Oscar, a Golden Globe and a Grammy. So many things are known about Carly Simon, her liaisons with Warren Beatty and Mick Jagger, her marriage to James Taylor, with whom she has two grown-up children, and her wide, wide smile. But until now, nobody has known her Inheritance Tracks.
The song that I inherited was a song called Something Wonderful, which was written by Oscar Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers, and was from The King and I, both the play and then again the movie.
May not always say what you would have him say.
I think it dwells and it makes poetic the compassion and the empathy that one human being has for another. And in this case, particularly a woman toward a man. And we all know that men have enormous egos. And this makes a sweetness toward the ego that is usually not.
Then all at once he'll do something wonderful.
My childhood was one of tremendous confusion for me. I was the youngest of three girls, but I had a father who was always doting on them, and I was the child that came out looking the way he didn't want his child to look, and I felt not an iciness, but a disinterest coming from him.
You'll always go along, defend him when he's wrong.
I think it set the stage for a whole lot of my adult neuroses. However, I had two uncles who made the whole thing a whole lot better by being tremendously fun. And they just thought I was the cat's meow, and they taught me music, and they taught me baseball.
You get your love.
Well, he didn't want monkeys in his family. He thought I looked like a monkey. I am part black, and I'm part Jewish from his family, but he didn't like to own that for his own neuroses. And those were two minorities that he didn't put on pedestals. I don't think he quite understood this about himself. And so I certainly don't blame him in that I don't think it was his fault that he felt that way.
And tell him when he's strong, he is wonderful.
I remember one thing he wrote to me was, "Roses are red, violets are pink. I love you with your darling fat nose. I've just had a drink." That made me feel so terrible about myself. And I'm sure he didn't know that it made me feel terrible.
A man who needs your love can be wonderful.
Very, very touching to me. I chose a song by Cat Stevens called How Can I Tell You? And I think it's a song that I did pass down to my children, and both of them sing it. Ben sang it at Sally's wedding. It's a song that's made so tender by its simplicity. I love the melody to it. The words are just simple and yet unique.
How can I tell you that I love you? I love you. But I can't think of right words to say.
I long to tell you that I'm always thinking of you.
I haven't performed it in any shows. I performed it a lot at parties or for friends or especially for my children when I first sang it for them. And very soon they will be passing it down to their children, and I know that that's going to happen. My daughter just had a baby, and I know that she sings that song to him as a lullaby. Being a grandmother is quite delicious, although I didn't really get to know him until he was two. So being that he's a two-year-old, he couldn't be less interested in me. I keep on telling him how interesting I am.
I'm always walking with you, but I look and you're not there.
Sally is the eldest and Ben is the youngest. I am, of course, equally proud of them, equally in love with them. I think that the terminology in love is actually apt. I have that feeling when either of them walk into a room or when I used to pick them up at school and they would be walking toward me, I would have an adrenaline rush. And it was just as exciting as any time I've ever been in love with a man in a romantic way. I think the love of simplicity and the fact that you can write a song and you can put all sorts of pyrotechnical and complicated singing techniques and melismatics, but sometimes the most effective and the most complete songs are the ones that just say it so simply.
I need to know you, need to feel my arms around you, feel my arms around you like sea.
We were always, as they were growing up, we were CBS, Carly, Ben, and Sally. And there's a certain way that we sing that song as a threesome. It's so very, very much like one voice. And it's so moving because it's the three of us without James. The two offspring of the mother and the father, and the mother and the children are left singing that song about the father, so it takes on a whole different meaning. And I'm hoping that the father did get to hear it.
How can I tell you that I love you? I love you, but I can't think of right words to say.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.